specific cultural
year or something. I don't know.
Maybe. But I don't even remember if it was New Year's. I think it was just
like burning paper.
Random days.
Is burning paper part of New Year's as well?
I don't know about that. I feel with like the family that I celebrated with, the only like New Year's celebration we had was the countdown and like the 12 grapes with the 12 wishes. But
you wish on grapes?
Yeah. You eat one grape, and then you wish something, and then you eat another one, you wish something.
Oh, guys, the grapes would be gone before New Year's.
But talking about the countdowns,
oh yes,
we have another song for you related about that.
What's on my mind? That question you're gonna regret. Lucky I haven't answered yet. Yeah, yeah. Do you have time? I've got a long, long list of it. You might get bored just listening. My head's up in outer space. And I hear you call my name. My words are about to break. Yeah, my words are about to break.
Talk.
SFU. Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Yellow, yellow. Welcome back.
What were those songs that we just listened to?
Those songs, as I feel like this is a little bit of a dad joke.
Oh no.
As we were talking about the Counting Till Midnight, the first song that we played was A Couple Minutes. Well, not A Couple Minutes, but A Couple Minutes by...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, A Couple Minutes by Dempsey Bolton. I hope I said that right. And then our second song was Midnight by Coco Rose.
Midnight.
You see what I did there?
I do see what you did there. Midnight. That's so funny.
Wink, wink. But anyways, I guess keeping on the same subject of Christmas and New Year's.
What did we get for Christmas?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer that question first?
I got clothes. I got a nice keyboard. Those are my top two. For.
Does the keyboard light up or make like a special like ASMR clicky clacky sound?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like that but black.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
got LED floating keys.
How about you, Ronya? What'd you get for Christmas?
Clothes.
What'd you ask
shoes?
Santa for?
I don't know. I have like another New Year, so like this one wasn't as like a big deal for my family as that one.
Christmas?
No, it's like another New Year that we have.
So you guys don't celebrate Christmas?
In our country, no. But here, yeah. Okay. So I got clothes, shoes, flowers, chocolate.
Ooh. From whom?
My boyfriend, guy.
Of course.
How about you, Paige?
Oh my goodness.
What did you ask Santa?
I asked him for Nerds gummy clusters, and he delivered.
That's what you asked for?
Yes.
Honestly?
I love those.
Go to the
green.
They're so
Which
good.
One? Pink, blue.
The berry ones.
Mm-hmm.
The blue.
Yeah, the blue ones.
Oh, I've never had the blue ones.
They're better than the
they're
original.
They're better than the red ones?
They're better than
they're
the
better.
Original.
That's what I think, too.
Okay, yeah. I'll take the opinion. Okay.
100%.
It's just berries, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Oh my gosh, I was like thinking about them, and then I was like looking at my stock, and I was like, oh my gosh, and there was two of them. There was two bags of Nerds gummy clusters.
Beans.
Oh, Christmas morning was so good. I had so much food. I made cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, I hadn't had a good cinnamon roll in a while.
Yeah, they were gone by that night.
Yeah, I imagine. So you asked Santa for Nerds gummy clusters, and that's all you got.
Yeah, from Santa, yeah.
Oh, okay. But what else? Did you only get Nerds gummy clusters?
No, okay. My parents, they got me all my Christmas gifts before actual Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I got like a guitar in November.
Okay, wow.
So, I was like, they're like, do we really need to get you anything? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll just like pull up my guitar on Christmas and be like, yay, thanks, Mom.
That's fair, because holy crap.
Yeah.
They cost.
Yeah.
I feel like you'll laugh at this.
Oh.
I got a puzzle for Christmas.
How many pieces?
The puzzle?
It's 1,000 pieces.
Mm.
So it's just laying on my table, taking up space.
Mm. You can do that next New Year's.
Do what next New Year's?
The puzzle.
I'm doing it. I'm going to wait till next New Year's to actually complete the... Yeah.
Put, put in the last 3 pieces. 3,
exactly.
2, 1.
Yeah. And then I'll look at the pile of like 5 other puzzles that I have to complete.
Oh, did you get anything else other than the puzzle?
I got... What else did I get? I feel like I got... I didn't get any clothes.
Oh, I got myself clothes.
I got a wallet with a huge Nike symbol on it.
Ooh. That's awesome.
I'm never using that.
Oh.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
What
I'll
is
bring
it? What
to
is
you.
It?
It's just a wallet with a huge Nike symbol on
it. Is there like a lot of pouches for it? For like cars?
No, it's just one pouch.
Oh.
Crazy.
They kind of screwed me over.
My dad's wallet is like one of the pockets cut out of his jeans.
What? What?
My dad's wallet. It's kind of a smaller pocket. It's kind of like the back pocket of your jeans, but then it like fits his card. And then he cut it out of his, like, jean shorts.
That's... Is there so just, funny. Like, a square hole in your dad's jeans?
Oh, no, he threw them out, like, because they got, like, so many holes in them.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
His wallet. Yeah.
Guys,
it's
I just
like
remember...
DIY.
I got another thing. I got a photo printed. Like, you connect it to your phone.
Ooh, that's nice. Mm.
But what do you mean? You got a photo printed?
A printer. Yeah, oh, that's why. Oh. Like, a little, like, yeah.
I see.
That's
I see,
cool.
See.
You know, like, wait, what kind of... What's the brand?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But he was like, oh, I got this. Like, it came online from, like, US or something. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Slay. I got a whole bunch of gift cards. I got, like, the mall gift card for my grandparents.
Do you guys ever use actual gift cards? I feel like they're
yes,
always...
Yes, I do. I've used so much money in gift cards. It's crazy.
Much?
I'm not gonna say.
Wow. Okay.
But it's a lot. Anyways, I'm glad it's not my money.
That's true.
Yeah. No. Me and my friend, we went out for like a Christmas shopping spree or whatever. Mm-hmm. We used all our gift cards.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, no. I used all my gift cards. She used some of her own money, some gift cards. We got Starbucks. It was so good. I like never get Starbucks.
Mm. I hate coffee. I absolutely despise coffee.
It's not like the taste of it.
It's not even that. Last time I had coffee, I had a panic attack.
Oh, that's
so that's
good. That's like that's
I feel like tea is better. It just tastes better, and it also has caffeine in it.
What's your favorite tea?
Chai.
Mine is a
chai.
Camel milk.
Me too.
Camel milk?
Oh, well, how do you
chamomile?
You know, when I was younger, I always
chamomile
pronounced
tea.
It camel, like the animal.
Chamomile.
Chamomile. Yeah, that's what.
How do you
You're
even
still
know
camel.
These, bro?
I know, yeah.
Huh?
How do you even know the name?
Chamomile?
Like, right
no,
away. It's like a flower. It looks
I always drink it when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Okay, yeah.
I don't like
so
tea.
Good.
You see, tea is better. It heals you when you're sick. It tastes good. And it's caffeine, so it wakes you up.
It's just like grass
like
water.
I don't drink either on like a regular basis, but...
I don't know. I just don't get the hype from tea. I'd rather like just drink water.
But then why would you drink coffee?
Well, I don't drink coffee very much.
Oh, okay, good.
Because it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think it's more less of the coffee, more of like the sweetness. Because it's like, I got like a caramel thingy. That's really good.
Okay,
but
I
like,
see.
Yeah. My dad says if you can't drink coffee straight up, you can't drink coffee.
That's fair. Yeah. I agree with him.
Yeah.
But how about we go to some other tunes that we have ready?
Music.
Music.
I believe in miracles. I think that you're one of them. A symphony of needs and moves comes rushing to my head. Rush into my head. I can't.
time at this last our fall.
Everybody, this is CGSF 90.1 FM radio. We're back.
We are back, back, back. How are you guys feeling? Well, after the talking about, you know, winter break and New Year's, how are you guys feeling coming back to, you know, school?
It's a sore subject. There's like 2 weeks left, I think.
What?
For what?
Two weeks left. Till school, the semester ends.
Wait, you guys don't have...
Oh, for the I-week or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you mean.
Yeah, I'm going skiing again.
Again?
I want to... Yeah. I'm going skiing on
that
week.
I'm going to Manning Park.
I want to. And I will.
I forget. You guys are grade 11.
I'm a pro skier,
that's why.
And I
actually have to do stuff on that week.
what do you have to do?
I have to do the literacy assessment.
Oh.
Don't laugh at me.
Roni, I don't have it on I-week.
When is
it's
your
in school? Like school time.
Let's do. Wait. What? Wait. What do you guys do?
Literacy assessment. We do the grade 10.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Numeracy. It's like the FSA.
Actually, really good.
What grade are you?
Guys,
again?
I forgot. 12. I forgot the Pythagorean theorem. I think.
The heck is that?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Yeah. I forgot that during the numeracy exam.
That's easy.
It's just ABC.
I know, but I forgot it.
Wait, does this one actually count? Because I remember grade 10 one doesn't count. Mm. Does the literacy
all
one actually count?
All of them count.
They don't. Okay,
no,
they
the
look
grade 10
it.
One, they don't even look at it for.
They look at it, but it doesn't matter as much. Mm. You just have to, like, pass, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is
but
that.
But UBC
this,
cares
this
more.
Year, well, what grade are you in?
I'm grade 11.
So you don't have to worry about it. We don't have any.
We're doing that next year.
I know, but like, I just... Yeah.
You just won there.
It's because he failed the grade 10 one.
I'm just curious. I did not fail that one. Why would you assume that?
Nuh-uh. Why would you assume that?
Yeah, so, why would you? I did not fail that one.
Doing that during your break. That's so sad.
I know. I could have... Well, I mean, okay. It's just going to be one day, and then we're back to a four-day...
I mean, what else would you be doing other than that?
I mean... What else do I even do? What are you doing, Malik?
I'm putting random.
I think Malik wants to
see. I have a very curious question.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
How much are the passes for skiing?
Depends on what mountain you go to.
God. Last time I dropped like 300 because I had to like rent
everything. For one day?
Yeah.
For what?
Depends on what mountain you go to. If you go to a resort, it'll be more. If you go to a mountain closer to us, it'll be less.
Okay, what if like a beginner like, mountain?
Grouse was 120.
I want to say it's like, it's like, usually like 150 is like the base for like
for
season
one day.
Pass. Season pass.
Yeah, for one day. It's so expensive.
What's a season pass? For the whole season?
For the whole season, it would be around 300 something. But
you want a whole season?
But
yeah, I'm going every day.
A day pass at Grouse for youth is like 76.
Youth is like the beginner one.
They don't count those.
That's the beginner one,
right?
He
counts as
youth. Yeah, because I'm... Wait.
You're after
wait,
you're under 18.
If he's counted...
If you're under 18...
Well, I'm 17.
So you're a youth.
But I paid like 120.
At Grouse?
Hey, man.
I'm pretty sure.
Then your parents... Yeah.
Just messed up.
I honestly don't know, though. Because I'm... I don't know. My parents buy the passes.
Do the prices vary... No,
I didn't go with parents.
They
though.
Do. They do vary. It depends on where you go.
Like the mountain height.
No, it's like I don't know, like the prestigiousness of the resort. Like
resort.
The
one
that, the or what? Matt, whatever mountain you go to. Like the one that I went to on spring break is Sun Peaks, and it's like the second biggest ski hill in Canada, I think.
That's dope.
And it was like 300 something per person per day.
Per person per day?
I think so.
300.
It was like a lot.
You're not going on big snow.
Oh, hell no.
That's like a seven star.
But that's like a really like... That was a really nice hill. Like, they had like five double blacks and then like a lot of like other things. They had like so many chairlifts. That's like the highest level of steepness.
Oh.
It was like almost vertical.
So basically, the more you pay, the more you'll...
Well, the more terrain you get to ski on. There's a lot of chairlifts there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of chairlifts there.
Is it less for a beginner?
No.
What if I go on a smaller mountain?
Actually, it would be more for a beginner because you have to rent your stuff. You have to rent gear. If you have your own skis, that's like the base cost.
I'll probably just learn it from a friend.
How much do skis cost? Are they very expensive?
I don't know. I got mine off of like Facebook Marketplace. They were not
very... Oh, nice. You can get everything.
I got everything off of Facebook Marketplace. Everything. Or like hand-me-downs or stuff. But you want to be really careful when you're skiing. You got to like check your bindings and stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to see you like in seven casts when you come back.
Yeah. No, when you get skis...
Watch me.
When you get skis and boots and you haven't skied with them together, you have to like adjust your skis to your boots.
Oh, so I can't lend it from a friend.
You can, but you have to change the settings and stuff.
All right, for sure.
Which might be annoying for a friend if they ski a lot.
I can't lend. I'm pretty sure Paige can literally get her own show. She's so nice to talk to.
Oh my gosh,
it's
thank
so
you.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a good voice.
My voice is very soothing, guys.
It is.
It's because I'm a singer. I talk a lot.
You don't have to flex on us, okay?
No, I just talk a lot. Yeah. My parents want me to shut up.
That's sad. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic with CJSF's own host, Sasha. But we'll be signing off. Thank you for listening, and we'll leave you guys with some tunes.
Yeah, bye, y'all.
The first one. If someone likes the tune. They're called Take Me to Heaven by Baby Girl and Head in the Woods by Ecstasy with 2 K's. So have fun with those.
Into the Woods is a musical.
No?
Into the Woods is a musical.
I thought it was a game.
It could be either.
Well, anyway,
okay.
Have fun, and we'll see you next... What day is it? Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is